This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Higher start to the week, at least for the overnight session. You got the corn finding some buying up 3.75 in the May contract. Beans up about 9.25 in their May contract. Wheat following along a little bit after getting beat up to close out last week. We are starting. I mean, we're talking about 13 to 14 weeks straight for the beans. We're talking about 9 straight weeks for the corn. Now that we're starting to see the open interest decline a little bit, that shows that the funds are starting to maybe lighten up on these positions. As of last Tuesday, they went from their record short position of 340,000 contracts to just short 295,000 contracts right now. So still a lot of ways to go just to get back to a neutral position on the corn. Beans did increase their short position through last Tuesday, about 24,000 contracts. They are now short 160,000, and that's roughly 95% of their overall record short. So as we look at this, there's nothing that's really bullish just yet. Yes, there's a little bit of dryness in Argentina, but to see the funds start to lighten up a little bit is going to help us maybe stabilize these markets and even maybe bring us back up a little bit.
Greg, with South America, it seems like the picture clearing up a little bit. We're finally getting a little bit closer to knowing exactly what's happening in South America as far as harvest and planting that second safrinha corn crop, but kind of what is the situation right now for South America?
Well, they're moving along very very quickly in Brazil. You know, obviously some of the drier conditions, some of the drier areas probably don't have as high of yield, so that helps things up. That also means that they're harvesting faster. That also means that they're planting that safrinha corn faster.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn up 5.25 at 4:30 even. May soybeans up 8.5 at 11:59 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 15 cents at 188.30. March feeder cattle down 77 cents at 252.20. April lean hogs down 60 cents at 87.47. April pork cutout up 70 cents at 94 even. And Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 16.75. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.